Hey, what's doing with Prairie Public Music News? I'm Eric Dethridge. Well, after waiting 3 years, Mark Knopfler is finally back to making records. His ninth solo album, Down the Road Whenever, is due out November 9th, and the fodder for the lyrics harkens back to the Northeast England native and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's early years while in dire straits in the Deptford area of way on down south in London Town. Dire Straits keyboardist Guy Fletcher co-produced the record with Mark. Oh, I love this combination on paper. They've done it before. They're at it again. Marianne Faithfull and Nick Cave. Both are fearless artists whose metamorphoses have been fun to watch over the years. Marianne Faithfull, the Jagger Richards muse with the beautifully weathered voice who's been writing and performing and covering songs for over 50 years. She just shared a brand new single ahead of a new album. It's called The Gypsy Fairy Queen. And the intense Aussie soul bearer Nick Cave co-wrote the song and sings on it, plays piano too. It's actually quite lovely. Check it out online. Marianne Faithfull and Nick Cave. Well, this week's Apple software update to iOS 12 has a very neat function. It allows users of its streaming service, Apple Music, to find most of its 50 million songs based on a search using lyrics. It's not a huge thing, but in the battle to catch up with Spotify, it's definitely a step. And though Spotify has a very popular Spotify Genius feature called Behind the Lyrics, it currently does not have a lyric search functionality. Now, Graham Parsons was an unlikely pioneer in roots music. He was born to a citrus magnate. He went to Harvard, but yeah, he did turn country rock trailblazer. Remember the Flying Burrito Brothers, the Byrds during their Sweetheart of the Rodeo period, and of course, solo singing with Emmylou Harris. Well, he died on this day, September 19th, 1973, out in the California desert, supposedly from a drug overdose at age 26. The aftermath of his death, legendary. His coffin was stolen from Los Angeles International Airport and was driven to Joshua Tree National Park, where it was set alight. Some birthday shoutouts to Mama Cass Elliott, Daniel Lenoir, Nile Rodgers, and Pulp's Jarvis Cocker. And that's a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!